Welcome back, everybody, to the Trade Readers Podcast, the comic book club where we read a different trade paperback every single week. I'm Daniel, you're Nathan, we're brothers, we read comics. Dude, today someone asked Sarah if like Lucas was named after George Lucas, and I'm like,
that's a crazy thing. I hope he has his hairline. Have you seen George Lucas' hairline?
No.
Shit's crazy.
But he like wore like a Star Wars onesie like the other day.
Oh, you know, gotcha.
So they like made the connection or whatever. And I guess they played like the Star Wars theme song for him, and he was like really into it.
Oh, really?
I've never like watched Star Wars around him, so it's a song he's just never liked.
Whoa.
Or never heard.
He's got midichlorians.
He's got the Force, dude.
He's got the Force in him.
But I think he just also just likes music, so maybe he was just jamming to whatever.
I think he just knows ball. I was listening to Star Wars soundtrack while I was reading this.
Really? That's a good way to go.
I think my brain's rotting.
Maybe.
And I needed like something else. I was having just trouble focusing this week in general, I think.
Mm.
And it's probably because I didn't have a whole lot of sleep. And then I found out that if you don't sleep fully, you're more at risk for cancer because your body's not fighting off certain things. And that fucked me up, and I couldn't sleep even more. But anyway, I was reading, and I
just shouldn't
like,
sleep.
And then I was reading this, and my mind was wandering, and I remember this dude was like reading Batman comics, listening to some sort of soundtrack, and I was like, that seems like a good idea,
you know.
And it was kind of a vibe reading a Darth Maul comic with the Phantom Menace soundtrack.
I think listening to like a score is good, you know, like Star Wars is just like the score, you know.
Yeah, I do it while I work sometimes,
but. I don't know. Sometimes it's kind of distracting if like the music isn't matching what I'm reading.
Yeah.
You know?
It for the Phantom Menace soundtrack, it does get very whimsical at times, and I'm like reading Darth Maul like slice people.
Yeah.
In half, and I'm like, I don't know, maybe I should go to the last one.
Yeah, you could be on like
last song.
Coruscant or something. Or Naboo.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Or like if I'm listening to the Cantina band
and
it's like
and it's murder Darth Maul, happening.
Murder, yeah, blowing up spaceships and stuff.
Right. But we got different time codes in our description. We got the book, which is Darth Maul from 2017. We got Back Matter Matters in the poll list, but we start with the news. What kind of news you got, Aiden?
Dude, nothing happened.
Nothing? I got plenty of stuff.
Do you really? I was looking. I accidentally screenshot of news that happened 8 years ago. I was like, oh my god, Dwayne McDuffie died? He died 8 years ago.
Who's Dwayne
15
McDuffie?
Years ago. He's a comic book writer, but apparently he did a lot of like writing for the Justice League Unlimited and Teen Titans show.
Dang.
So
well, rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace that guy. 15 years ago.
Still
today.
Resting.
15 years ago this week.
You know, those Universal Monster comics that have been coming out?
Yeah.
There's going to be Blood of the Wolfman.
Ooh.
Coming out. Another Wolfman comic.
Was that
coming out in June
that?
By Joshua Williamson.
Nice.
And art by, I'm going to butcher this, Leo Max Pip Martin.
Oh, that's a name.
Yeah. But that's cool. Then you like X-Men 97?
I do.
Are you excited for season 2?
Very excited.
Well, to get you ready, there's going to be an X-Men 97 season 2 prequel comic.
Oh, God.
5-issue mini coming in June.
5 issues?
So it's just like, I guess, a couple in between seasons.
Dude, I remember reading that. I think they did this for, it wasn't for season 1, but they had like an X-Men 97 comic. And I was like, this looks fun. And I picked it up and I read it and it sucked.
Did it? Oh, man. That could be like a Batman 66 kind of deal, you know?
It could be.
But the show is just like adapting shit that happens in the comics, so it's kind of weird to do that.
I think it's just like a good era of X-Men, and if you don't want to figure out whatever the current continuity is and whether they're on Krakoa or not, you just do an X-Men 97 book and you're just like, this is vanilla X-Men, and you just go with that.
Did you know there's a book that like Jimmy McKelvey did like the artwork on? It was like X-Men season 1 or something.
No.
It was just like a modern retelling of like early X-Men stuff.
Cool.
Yeah, I saw it. It looked fucking cool. It was like he like recreated that one cover of like X-Men number 1.
The Jim Lee one?
No, like X-Men number 1.
Oh, like the
like from like the 60s or whatever.
Like Jack Kirby one?
Yeah, yeah.
Was it Jack Kirby? Yeah, it was.
Probably. Where Beast has like the feet and stuff.
Yeah, his feet are out.
He's like a man.
Are his feet out in that one?
Yeah.
Well,
I'll show you. I brought it up. I should have had it. I should have been ready.
You should have been ready.
I was like, that seems like a good one to do. X-Men season one.
Yeah, with Jack Kirby. I don't know why I wasn't for sure on
that. Whoa, it was a trade, dude. An OGN, Dennis Hopeless.
Really? Dennis Hopeless is the writer?
That's the cover, yeah.
That's not the original one.
But, like, you get
that. But, yeah, it's the... I've seen this, I feel like.
Maybe.
It looks cool.
It's weird that they didn't come out in issues in OGN or trade.
I want to read when Beast got blue. When they turned that bitch blue.
I'd like to know.
Was he freaking out?
Oh, this is from 2018, dude. That's a minute ago.
Is it?
2018?
Almost a decade old now. I think in 2018, I'm like, yeah, that's a few years ago.
There's this wide receiver who just like announced his retirement.
Okay.
And I saw a clip of him. I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember that guy. But then I scroll down and turns out he announced his retirement. I'm like, I don't remember him playing after 2019, you know? But he just, maybe he's been in free agency or like on practice squads or whatever. But he just now announces free agency or his retirement. Like, it's a big thing.
You can be part of a practice squad?
Yeah. So a practice squad is like, there's only 53 people on a roster, like active people on a roster. So there's like your starters and your backups.
Yeah.
And then you have a practice squad who will practice with the team and stuff and get paid. I think the minimum is like 800,000. So it's a pretty good gig.
That seems fun.
Yeah, yeah. So
I'll do that.
So it's normally like people who didn't get drafted or some people that were in free agency, you know, and then.
So if you're not like good enough to be first string or a backup, then you just go to practice squad?
Basically, yeah.
Really?
And so, but people will sign people off of other people's practice squads, you know? But like if.
Why?
Just like if they need it or something,
okay,
you know. But like if Patrick Mahomes went down, then his backup went down, and then like the third screen went down, but
I see.
They promote people, you know. It's a whole thing. I'll probably cut that out. Chainsaw Man is ending the manga.
Yeah,
with chapter 232.
Damn, they're that. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah,
they're in there.
So. Because then it'll come out in Japanese, and then it'll take a couple weeks for it to come out in, like, English.
Mm-hmm.
And then even longer for it to come out, like, in trade, you know?
Yeah. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good run.
I guess for now, because they did, like, 90 or something and then stopped. What? So it could just be another hiatus. There's, like, a big hiatus. Like, we didn't know if it was going to come back.
Oh, okay. You know? I see.
Did you see the Spidey trailer?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Pretty cool.
Seems fun.
Seems promising.
Seems like there's a lot going on. A
lot of stuff, yeah.
You got a Punisher. You got Nacho from Better Call Saul.
Yeah, he's Scorpion?
Yeah.
That's cool to see. I never thought they'd follow up on that.
I never thought so either, but I like that dude as an actor.
So is Scorpion just like the...
But he's just in a metal suit?
Yeah.
I think so. It's just a rhino. Situation, I think.
Like a rhino or...
Which, you know, it could be fun.
Vulture is like that, too.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Just get a dude with wings, bro. I'm sick of this tech shit.
Yeah. Spider-Man with a real stinger.
Yeah. Spider-Man shooting ropes, so that's cool.
Yeah.
He's organically.
Mm-hmm.
And is that the hand? Those ninjas?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't think about it.
I was like, who the fuck is that? Boomerang was in it? Did you see that?
Captain Boomerang? Or no. Is just Boomerang?
Just Boomerang, yeah.
No.
It's like a small frame, but I saw just like a screenshot of it before I saw the actual trailer. And I'm like, are they going a Boomerang route?
Maybe.
And yeah, so a lot going on, but it seems fun. He's going to be depressed for a little bit, sounds like. Which is cool.
We'll see. Yeah, 4 months ahead of time, so it seems about right.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
Did you see that they were like releasing it in like 1 second like clips like all day the day before?
All the whole trailer?
Yeah, they like
Well, I know that there was like 9 clips that
I just posted. I just assumed it was hundreds. Like,
that'd be funny if it was.
It'd be like nothing. It'd just be cars moving or something.
I think the idea was like post 1 second clips in different areas.
Yeah.
And then just rely on the people to just cut it together so that you can see it all in one video. And yeah. I think it's kind of interesting, but kind of cringe at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, and then that almost like points out what you want them to pay attention to. So that could also be like a fake out in a way. You know, when if there's like with those 1 second clips, you can see like all the details in that 1 second.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so that could be misleading, thinking like, oh, there's a boomerang. Maybe this boomerang thing is a big deal.
Okay, I see what you mean.
When it could have just be like a villain of the day kind of thing. Where he stops him from robbing a bank.
I mean, ultimately, I think they know that it would get some level of interaction because people will just want to see the whole thing stitched together. And so you're relying on just random people on the internet stitched together.
As soon as I saw that, I'm like, I'll wait.
Yeah, I was like, I'm fine with waiting another day.
And that bit where he was like, he woke up in like a cocoon is like, I guess, from a specific story arc.
Okay.
So we might do that for like the Spidey episode. It's like a long trade.
Did I hear it's when he becomes Man Spider?
I don't know. I think so. He like mutates almost. So maybe he gets like.
What are the odds that he becomes Man Spider? Almost zero, right? They wouldn't almost, do that.
It's like not. It's like not zero.
It's a not zero chance, but pretty close.
I think with that, it almost adds a lot of odds, like 15%.
No.
No?
No.
What if there's like another... I think
they're doing the cocoon to be like, oh, he's more spider now, and it's just a way to give him organic webs. And I think that's why they even reference that in general.
Does but if Ultimate he becomes, Spider-Man have organic webs?
Ultimate Spider-Man does not.
Okay. There was never really...
There is. There's organic spider webs around. I think it's better.
It makes sense.
Because other than that, you're just a guy that can stick to walls and can kind of tell the future sometimes.
Yeah. It almost seemed weird going to Amazing Spider-Man. I'm like, why would they do that? He's got to build his webs.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, that's fucking lame.
Mm-hmm. In other news, did you know that Ryan North and Gavin Gidry are going to be on The Flash?
No, that sounds cool.
Yeah, they're on the next issue that comes out next week, number
31. Ooh.
So just picking up from Mark Waid's run. So,
that's cool. I've never enjoyed a Flash comic, I don't think.
Did you read that Manipal one?
Other than Flashpoint.
Flashpoint's cool.
Yeah, I like that one. Manipal, I did read a little bit of it, yeah. He didn't do the art, though, right? He just wrote it?
I feel like the first trade or two of Josh Williamson's run was cool. Because it was just setting up a lot of stuff, but like it was kind of cool setup.
Yeah.
I don't know if any of it really paid off.
I think I've tried a few... I've tried like Jeff Johns' run a little bit.
I think people like Mark Waid's run. Not the recent one.
Okay, I don't think I've checked that one out. That sounds cool.
I've just been seeing a lot of recommendations on like omnibuses to get. Yeah. And it's like that one.
I like his Rogues Gallery, but I don't feel like I've ever.
It is like a good one. Like it's top five.
Strangely good Rogues Gallery.
Right.
For The Flash. But yeah.
It was why that show was good for like two seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Shaolin Cowboy coming back.
What?
It's a miniseries called AI Live.
Yeah, why are they...
4 issues.
What is AI Live? Do you know?
I don't know. I think it's a... I assume it's some AI storyline or something.
Interesting. Have you ever read that?
Shaolin Cowboy?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to.
I think I read part of the sequel, and I was like, this is cool, but I don't know what's going on.
I'm sure starting at the beginning would be cool.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea.
Is that Dark Horse?
Yes.
Nice. But yeah, coming July 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And you like Godzilla?
Mm-hmm. I'm a fan.
Coming this June.
Is it another crossover?
Kind of. Godzilla the Odyssey.
What?
Is coming.
Dude,
from Frank Thierry in... I think it's autocorrect is incorrect, but Frank Thierry writing, and it's like Zeus like sending for Godzilla like for help or something.
Dude, nice. Dude, you know gonna fight the Cyclops?
You know the Godzilla like monster piece theater like one shots that they do. It's like one of those.
Got it.
And
that seems fun.
I was like, yes, dude.
I think, oh my God, that cover's so good.
Yeah, it's like Tom Scully or whatever.
It's Ilias Kyriazis.
Okay, maybe Greek dude.
Super Greek sounding, which seems like that would only be for the better.
But yeah, those covers are like the best.
Yeah, I'm getting that shit immediately. So I can know what's going on in the Christopher Nolan movie.
Yeah, you should get on Comics Hub, dude.
How are they already crossing over with the Christopher Nolan movie that hasn't even come out yet?
Imagine they like have like the same like armor designs and stuff.
the weird black one.
Yeah, that's like not even accurate at all.
That'd be, but that'd be funny. Cool. I bet. That'd be really funny if they did reference that.
It'd be so funny. Because I don't Matt really Damon. Know. I don't know the story of the Odyssey, you know, but it'd you be funny. I was like in the room when my class read it.
Oh, okay.
I did not like absorb any book that I read in school.
Hmm. Did I? I know some of the Odyssey. I just liked the big Cyclops guy. I was like, that's weird that this exists.
Mm-hmm.
And
but it'd just be funny like that I learned the story of the Odyssey through this Godzilla comic, you know?
I learned a lot of things through comics. That's not a silly thing.
Yeah.
I mean,
but like a all-timer kind of tale.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm like, I don't know, but I remember like, Godzilla.
And that is like the start of fiction, pretty much. And you're like, I won't read it unless, I won't pay attention unless Godzilla's there.
We go to like Christopher Nolan, we're like, the Christopher Nolan movie, and we're like, zero stars. Godzilla was nowhere to be seen.
I didn't see Godzilla.
We cut him out.
Whatsoever. Do you think they'll just put Godzilla in every important historical setting so that we could learn about it?
So you're saying it's propaganda?
It could be. It would work.
Dude, Godzilla in World War II.
Godzilla World War II. Godzilla in Vietnam. And it's like, it was a good war. We should have been there.
Before you know it, it'd be Godzilla in Iran.
Yeah. And then it was like Godzilla in like MLK.
No, Godzilla is like, he's the one that's in that river that's blocking all the ships and making gas go up.
Panama?
No. You know, we're like, it's like a river that goes through like Iran.
Oh.
And that's where like a lot of the oil exports come from. Yeah. It's Godzilla that's in there and he's stopping it all.
Interesting.
Mm. It makes sense.
It does make sense. I can see that happening.
Last thing in news, DC's got more Elseworlds shit coming out.
Cool.
Coming in like June, July. We got Superman, Father of Tomorrow. We have Supergirl, Survive.
Cool. Sounds fun.
And Dark Knights of Steel 2.
Cool. Is that done yet?
First one is.
It felt like it was going for a while.
It felt like there were some delays for sure.
I think there were delays. I remember really enjoying the first couple of issues of that. I should read it.
I remember like the first couple of issues sold out, but then they came out with like an oversized issue that was just reprinting the first three.
Oh yeah.
And they like never did that again for some reason.
I think it's a good idea.
It's just a mini trade. So.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
Dark Knights of Steel. 12 issues, 2 trades. The deluxe is out.
Cool. Yeah, so, let's check that out again. I remember liking it. Tom Taylor does pretty good with Elseworld stuff, I think.
I hear that's a good normie book.
Dark Knights of Steel?
Yeah. Just because, like, if you're more familiar with, like, fantasy stuff, you know, and then, like, this can kind of be, like...
It's like Batman's Jon Snow.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
I assume.
Yeah.
But, Nathan, what book did we read this week?
What? We read Darth Maul. From the 2017 run, written by Cullen Bunn. Artist is Luke Ross. Color artist is Nolan Woodard. And Joe Caramagna is the letterer. So we're reading this because Darth Maul, whatever that show is coming out. Animated show. It's called Maul.
Maul something.
Is he not Darth yet? When do you become Darth? When you're a Sith Lord?
Or an apprentice.
Oh, okay. So then the show will be before, I imagine. But I think we knew that already. Yeah,
Maul Shadow Lord. Yeah, and
that sounds like a gamer tag that Xbox would give you for free.
I bet it's like in between like the show and maybe like Phantom Menace or something.
In between the show?
Yeah, because it's like a Clone Wars thing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So that's what I imagine is when it's set. But
so after he loses his legs?
Yeah.
I hope so.
I mean, I don't know if I'm like allowed to watch this really. Because like...
you haven't earned it?
Because there's so much Darth Maul shit in like Clone Wars and Rebels and stuff that I just feel like it'd be like lost, you know? And I'd like...
I mean, if it's before the show... I'd like to
watch that shit eventually. I don't know if it's a prequel. If it is a prequel, I'll watch it.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I've always heard good things.
After the Clone Wars, Maul plots to rebuild his criminal syndicate on a planet untouched by the Empire. Rebuild. So I think this is after, yeah, like Rebels and stuff.
Okay, cool.
I don't know, man.
I just know...
I need someone...
I was talking to my friends about cartoons that they would actually like track when new episodes would come out instead of just like randomly watching episodes of SpongeBob, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like we used to wait for like Teen Titans new episodes. Remember that? Or like Avatar Last Airbender.
Well, yeah, because it's like linear.
Yeah, but Ben was waiting for like Clone Wars episodes to come out as a kid.
Do Clone That's, Wars... Like, one of the shows. Has so much like filler episodes that like kind of sucks and it turned me off of it.
Really?
Yeah, because I started like from like the beginning and like you don't have to do that.
Is there a list somewhere that you could look at?
Yeah.
Do you remember watching
Reddit and stuff?
The end of Avatar, and I think we were like out camping or something, but we had like a shitty small CRT TV and we watched it on that. And we watched that like big epic fight between like Aang and the Fire Lord, and it was like on like a really small TV and we were in like an RV or like a trailer.
I don't remember that.
I remember it and I was like, this fight's so cool. But we're watching it on like the smallest TV.
You remember when we were reading Kill or Be Killed like every week, buying the physical issues?
Yeah.
But then we were in like Mexico when the last one came out.
Read it.
And then we downloaded it and read it like right next to each other.
Were we sharing the same bed?
I think so.
We read it in bed next to each other.
And then like we turned to each other like, whoa.
I do remember that. Oh, man. No one's ever done that, I think.
We had definitely a singular moment.
Yeah.
What did you think of this?
I think this was fun. I don't think it was as good as I thought it was going to be.
I think it's a little bit better than I thought it was going to be.
I think. Oh, really?
Yeah, I guess my like standards for Star Wars comics are like pretty low.
Yeah, I think a lot of Star Wars comics kind of suck.
Unless it's Darth Vader.
Yeah, that one's good.
That one rules.
But I think since that bar is set really high, it's hard to read, I think, a lot of Star Wars comics. But I do appreciate that this is like a thing where it feels like a side quest and not necessarily something that's like connected to like one of the movies, I guess, or like set like right in between one of the movies.
It feels like all the comics are like side quests in a way.
I mean, but this could just be like completely omitted from his lore. No one would be like, there's nothing that is answered, I guess, in this comic that is hinted at in like a movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you don't see him get his double lightsaber in this comic. He just has it. You know what I mean? And so this is just him being like, you know what? I'm gonna go fight some shit. And that's all he does.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that aspect of it. But yeah, I think it's fun.
Yeah.
I think Luke Ross is so, so good.
He's excellent.
He's so good. I think he does a really good Maul. And that, I mean, Maul is just such a cool character design that just like probably moved units on its own. But yeah, I thought it was cool.
Yeah, my expectations are kind of low, but I thought this is like interesting enough as far as like what he was doing, you know, and you know, you kind of got to go into these things knowing that like the stakes aren't going to be very high because you know he survives and shit like that.
You know, he's not going to be put in a situation where you have to think like, oh, is he going to make it out of this one? Because he will.
Right. But and at some points, some stuff kind of seemed out of character, but I'm also not an expert on him, you know? Mm-hmm. But anyway, let's get into it.
Yep. So, issue one, it opens on a planet called Twan Kiti. Pause. How hard would it be to come up with like a Star Wars name for a planet? Because I feel like it'd be really tough.
So hard. A lot of these planets, I don't know if they're like existing already, but they sounded just like alien names.
Yeah.
You know, like a person could be named
Twankidi.
Yeah.
Kati. Well, what are the other like planets? Like Coruscant? Maybe it's just because it's two words. It's like just a first name, last name kind of thing.
Yeah.
If it was just called like Kati, I'd be like, okay, cool.
That's true.
Interesting. Anyway, it opens up on Twankati, where there's a group of hunters that are ambushed by this weird alien called Rathtar, and they all get killed. But Darth Maul, who's thirsty for some combat, while he's like training secretly to be a Sith person, he fights this alien and he beats him, but it's like not satisfying enough for him. And so Sidious tells him, like, bro, you gotta calm down. You can't be revealing yourself to any Jedis, or you risk unraveling Sidious's like whole plan. And so Maul is sent to go kill some pirates, and when he does, he finds out that someone named Zev Drexus, I think is the name, is planning on auctioning off a Jedi Padawan. And so Maul decides to go just fight the Padawan and hunt him down. And I like that idea for a comic.
Yeah.
Like, a Padawan was captured and is being auctioned off, and Darth Maul's like, I want to fight that guy.
That so seems like a thing that can happen.
Yeah.
So that's like...
That's why I like just the premise of it feels just kind of like a side quest in a video game.
Human trafficking doesn't seem like something that's been touched in Star Wars from... Well, I guess not.
It's definitely in like the first movie, second movie.
Yeah, but like...
like
explicitly. But like trafficking like existing Jedi,
right?
You know? And so I'm like, okay, yeah.
And like someone just being auctioned off.
And they're like of high value because of that.
Right.
But Darth Maul in this first one... Those people are just out there to lure these big alien monster things.
Uh-huh.
And then as soon as he kills one, like two more pop up. I'm like, ooh.
No, oh no, there's more.
Can he do it? But yeah. Darth Maul has a big
battle axe thing. I think that's awesome.
That is pretty cool.
I'm like, fuck yeah. I mean, he has his lightsaber at this point, so I don't know why he didn't just bring that. Seems more reliable. But I think he's trying to stay low key.
Make it harder, maybe.
Yeah.
So.
Cool alien designs, though, for these Rathtars.
Yeah, definitely. So there's like a planet called Calyx or something.
Mm-hmm.
And there's people there, I don't know, like making drugs or something. I'm not sure what they're doing really. But there's like pirates invading it, trying to like steal their shit. But because they're, I don't know, drug trafficking or something, they can't like just call the Jedi for help.
Yeah.
So they call the Empire and Sidious to come help with these pirates.
That's
and
a fun idea.
I just like never really thought of that. Like that they go to like, I don't know, Sith people for
be the protection?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess like gangsters in a way, you know.
Yeah, there's like a whole hierarchy of people that you could reach out to just do like crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fun.
And so I don't know if I've seen Darth Maul in like a...
In a ship?
A ship, but he like blows up some shit.
I love that people. The inside of his ship is just all red. Like he's in a red room.
It's gotta be.
Yeah. No one else is in a red room in their ship.
Could have been like blue or something.
Imagine if it was blue. I like that when he's fighting these pirates, he's like doing flips and stuff in his cloak and his hood stays on.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think that's what the horns are for?
To hold it up?
To hold the cloak?
Probably. He's got like some like space mines or something that he just drops in front of people from his ship.
Yeah.
I was like, that seems cool. I feel like they should have more of those.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause people are getting chased all the time in space.
Yeah.
In Star Wars. Like every dogfight.
You're not going to see you're this, chasing like,
someone
thing.
Until someone goes around a meteor and you like lose them or they do some weird maneuver. But yeah, if you just drop a mine. Like it's a banana in Mario Kart. I feel like that'd be really effective.
Right. And so Darth Maul, he kills all the pirates or whatever. And there's like that species that have like Asian accents.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You remember dudes. That?
Yeah, I do.
Do you want to read some of the dialogue in an Asian accent?
Oh, no, I'm just kidding. What is Darth Maul? He's from Dathomir, but he's not Dathomirian.
Right.
Isn't he like, it starts with a Z.
Zabrak?
Zabrak.
Which is a terrible name.
Bad name. Dathomir is such a sinister name.
Dathomirian makes more sense.
I would prefer that over, oh my god, that guy's a Zabrak. Look at him.
Yeah, that sounds like...
But pointing at a guy little, and being like, that guy's from Dathomir. You're like, oh shit, I can't fuck with that
guy. Zabrak seems like a little rat character that you can, like, kick.
Yeah.
You know? That, like, infests, like, restaurants.
Yeah.
But Dathomir is, like, one of the coolest, like, planet names.
Yeah, for sure. They cooked on that one, for sure.
So, and when I heard that, I'm like, that's what it is?
Yeah. I think I learned that. I thought... Well, they probably call them that in...
Aren't they called, like...
In Fallen Order?
Like, or Night Brothers or something?
The Zabraks?
Yeah. You know, like, the ones that are on Dathomir, they're, like, yellow?
Oh, I think there's, like, a cult of them that are, yeah. Anyway. I think what I would have liked to see is more just Darth Maul origin or upbringing or something in that. Like, if
there could have been like a flashback of that.
Yeah, a flashback of him getting like beat up by other Zabraks.
Yeah, his mom having like a double sided like wooden spoon that he hit him with.
Yeah, exactly. getting Chunkless thrown at him. but the Chunkless have horns on him.
Yeah, dude.
That would be cool. But no, we just kind of... I mean, I think the point is to keep this character kind of mysterious so that you don't, like, kind of dissect everything about him. But the nature of Star Wars, I think, is just like, oh, that's not explained. Let's go explain it in this book somewhere.
Do you think you could be, like, attracted to a female version?
Yep.
A female Zabrak?
Yeah.
With the horns and everything?
Oh, yeah. I prefer that.
Especially the horns.
100% smash. Are there any examples?
Let me Google it.
Smash or Pass Star Wars Edition? The Night Sisters?
Oh, they have like hair and stuff.
Do they? They do have hair.
That's cheating.
Mm. Some of them... That would be...
Because like this character, like Smash.
100%.
It's like, looks like Angelina Jolie. Like, why would they... Yeah. They're trying to start something.
Are there any Jedi Zabraks? Zabraks?
You know, it's weird because Zabraks are just so... I'm not going to fucking call them that.
They're so evil looking.
Yeah, they're so evil looking that it's weird that there's like a bartender one like later.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, wow. At least he made it out of Dathomir, though. Because that doesn't seem like the most lovely place to grow up.
Here's one that doesn't look that scary, I guess.
Let me see.
Still kind of scary. But
that's a woman?
I don't know. It's like a Jedi.
Oh, I see. His skin color in his hands is quite different than the prosthetics on his face.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess the horns aren't like a specific thing to like the species. Like it's almost like a facial feature kind of thing where it changes with everyone, it seems like.
Really?
It doesn't seem like it's the exact same as like Darth Maul's, you know?
Like you could have a different density of horns on your head?
Yeah. Or like,
could you have like
thickness
one,
of the horn?
What if you just had one big horn?
I think it's got to be multiple.
Okay. It's probably multiple.
But anyway, I've been issue 2.
Issue 2. So Maul goes into a bar to find out more about Zev Zrexis, who's doing the Jedi
pawning. Got an animation variant. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah. That one's pretty cool.
Yeah. For that. Like the show we're about to talk about. Or we were talking about.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
He gets into a bar fight, which is pretty fun, and Maul is helped by Cad Bane, Aura Singh, and Vordilo, who are bounty hunters that he hires just to help with this project that he's got going on. So Bane finds a way into the auction by killing a cruise ship that was invited, and they see Zev Zrexis preparing to auction off the Padawan Eldra Kytus. But Maul sneaks off and confronts the Padawan at her cell alone. So Cad Bane's in this. He's pretty cool. He's one of the more famous bounty hunter types.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool pull.
I like that he hangs out with this weird motherfucker, Vordilo.
The like, little guy, the little the like mosquito-looking
guy. I love characters like that.
And like then, they're like pretty helpful, actually.
At one point, Cad Bane says that I think he mentions that Darth Maul's face is, like, tattooed.
So yeah, I guess the black is tattooed.
Really? That's kind of cool.
It is pretty fucking hard. I was like, imagine like a person like actually having that and seeing if
there's got to be one.
Probably.
Did you know the Jar Jar comic was written by Ahmed Best, who played him in the movie?
That's cool though.
Yeah, I found that out.
I would have bought it if I knew that.
I would have also probably tried it if I knew that too. There's a part where he's like meditating and he's like remembering some big event where the Jedi's killed a bunch of Sith people in like a sneak attack. And that's like fueling his rage or whatever. But you see like a little bit of Kit Fisto.
Oh.
And I was like, fuck it. I always look for a Kit Fisto, I think, in every Star Wars comic. I don't know why. I think just something about that design. I was like, that's cool. It's a cool, weird alien.
Top tier Star Wars design?
Yeah, I think so. Even though he like kind of dies.
He does die like a bitch, unfortunately.
He does die like a bitch, but you know, what can you do? They say, I have a bad feeling about this. Which, if you didn't know, that's like a thing that they say in like every Star Wars movie. So I think just a little fun fact from
I think that's just in the original trilogy.
No, I think they do it in all of them.
Maybe. Hold on, I'm looking for something that I wrote down. There's so the person that Darth Maul's like in a fight with at the bar, his name's Dirty Calgrease.
What?
He's like, should have known better than to look old Dirty Calgrease in the eye. And I'm like,
Calgrease. I love that.
Like, were you named Dirty? Or like
Dirty Calgrease? No, that's
is that
gotta,
a nickname?
That's gotta be a name he earned.
Yeah.
New Glup Shido favorite.
Yeah, dude.
Do you have a favorite Glup Shido? You know what that mean?
Yeah.
Or just like random character, I guess.
No, not like just random character, like a good name necessarily.
I think just either. I think it works for either. I'm kind of partial to Dexter Jetster, who's the alien that owns the diner, like the Waffle House that Obi-Wan goes to.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I just think that that's funny and it's a good name. But would like Kit Fisto be one technically, you think? Or since he has like, since he's recurring, maybe he's not.
When it's like a Jedi, I feel less like
inclined to call him that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, I would agree with that.
I really like the name Babu Frick.
That is a fucking good one.
But like, I feel like I like designs more than Babu Fricks, you know?
Yeah. I just think that that's a killer name.
Yeah.
That's a highlight of those sequel trilogies for me.
Definitely. But I have to think about like, I guess a design that I like.
I like that weird gremlin dude that's on Jabba the Hutt. He's like a skinny green goblin looking guy. Or Sice Noodles. Do you remember Sice Noodles in the Jabba the Hutt music scene?
Yeah. The one that sings?
Yeah, it's the ooh, like with the long lips.
Yeah.
That's a good name. Good name and good design.
I think alliterations and then things that rhyme.
It's just kinda, so fucking good.
They lend themselves to
I don't know if they even name them Sice Noodles in like by name. I don't think they say the government name in Star Wars.
A lot of times they don't.
Yeah. But
it's kind of, I never expected like a Karen haircut to be in Star Wars.
Where we got that? Oh, from Zev's Drexus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, it's so much like, let me see your manager.
That's very true. That's how you know.
And at certain angles, it like, I feel like it gets like more Karen as the book goes on.
Yeah. I think specifically how puffy it is in the back. And just like the bang, like the bang covering the eye.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
And it's blonde, you're right too.
Yeah, it's blonde. Blonde is really what, they should have made it like blue or some shit. Or purple.
How old do you think you got to be a Padawan?
There's some young ones.
Are there?
Yeah, the ones that get chopped up.
The younglings?
The younglings.
I don't think they're Padawans.
Then why are they at the fucking like, Jedi thing?
Because they're like force sensitive and they like,
learning to be Jedis?
Well, no. Well, kind of. But like,
that sounds like a Padawan.
There's like, the master has to have a Padawan, you know? So I feel like,
oh, you're like assigned to a Jedi if you're a Padawan.
Right.
Oh, that's okay.
That's what I think.
Probably like,
like at least like
16 or something.
Adult.
I think Anakin seemed pretty adult.
Yeah.
But realistically, he was probably like in the story about 16.
Am I allowed to say this, that this fictional character is a baddie? This Padawan that we're going after?
She is.
Yeah, like, how could you even want to kill her? You
know? Yeah, the way, I mean, Luke Ross knows what he's doing. She got her hand on her hip.
Yeah.
She looks like she'll sass the fuck out of you.
Definitely.
I mean? What's it called when you have the fucking things?
Dude, I think they mentioned that in here and I had to Google it. But
well, Kit Fisto's like a Nautilin, but that's different, right?
Yeah, I'm not talking, but there's like a name for like, tendrils.
Oh, really?
Or whatever. What was her name?
Eldra Kytus. Leku? So,
Twi'lek is the Twi'lek species.
Yeah, that's right.
And
Togrudas and Ozerlonzos have that shit. But Twi'lek is a good one.
I think they're called Twi or something. Like the... Wait, no, it's like a... Oh, they're called Leku.
Leku, like
the
yeah.
Shit that... So,
I like that design, too. It's funny when they try to, like...
That's, like, a design that, like, you can't copy, because it just would look too Star Wars, because yeah, there's too many.
100%. But I think that they try to innovate with it a little bit too much sometimes, and they, like, start wearing, like, head dresses, and it's just, like, how do you even put that on?
Oh, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Or, like, there's rings around the bottom part of her Leku, and I'm like, that shit would fall off. That's not very practical.
Unless it's like a snap bracelet or something.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But it could still fall off.
You know, I always feel like my ring's going to fall off, but it doesn't. You know, like it's not.
Yeah, it's because you got nucks.
It's not like, no, it's like not tight, you know, but mm-hmm. It just kind of stays on there.
Yeah, that's true.
But, you know, there's all kinds of things in comics that like that would fall off. You know, like the Robin mask.
Yeah, you know? True. Yeah, you just.
I don't think they're actually putting on skin safe adhesive every night, you know.
Why don't they ever
like have a strap or something?
No, it'd be really funny if it was adhesive and he's like trying really hard to like pull it off.
He's like, fuck.
And it, like you see his fucking skin like get stretched.
He doesn't have any eyebrows.
Yeah, imagine the first time they do it and the eyebrows come off.
Or like the fucking eyelashes are gone.
Imagine he takes it off and the eyebrows are still in the mask before you see that yeah. He doesn't have any eyebrows. Do you think if you're Twi'lek and you're really fat, do your Leku get really fat too?
Mm-hmm.
Have we seen an example of that?
Not yet.
Mm.
We're lucky enough.
Issue 3. Are there fat Jedis?
Probably not.
Mm. Okay.
Because you got to do a lot of jumping and running and stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Issue 3.
Sure there's a lot of training going on.
So, Maul and Eldra don't really talk much before Zev Zrexus shows up. And Maul has to, like, talk his way out of it. Which is, like, a thing that I don't feel like Maul would ever do a lot.
Yeah.
Because he's not supposed to be there, and then Zev Zrexus shows up, and he's like, oh, I'm just part of this crew, and I wanted to get a good look at her. And she's like, okay, whatever, leave.
Like, I think he's got, like, one line in Phantom Menace.
Does he even talk?
If anything, it's just one line.
Yeah. I think he talks to... He might talk to Sidious.
Like, for someone who doesn't talk, I'm sure he thinks a lot. Mm-hmm. But trying to read his captions as if it's him is kind of weird because you're just so used to him being silent.
Yeah, I don't even remember what he's supposed to sound like.
For like a Clone Wars fan, it's probably fine. But for like us, we're just like, all right, I guess he's thinking all these things.
Yeah. I never doubted that he had deep thoughts. But then when the auction happens, Maul and his bounty hunters ambush the winners of the auction in their ship. And the Padawan, Eldra, sees that Maul has the Force and sort of baits him to... doing like a fair 1v1, but before they can like actually fight, the ship that they're on explodes and they crash land on the moon that's like below them. And so Zev Zrexus announces a hunt for the Padawan with a 350k prize.
That was the buy-in.
Or something like that. Regardless, she's an opportunist for sure.
Yeah, for
sure. She's like, oh, the Padawan got stolen? Well, you can bet with me.
You know, I thought that the losing bidders would ultimately just go attack whoever won.
Yeah.
You know, but no, she had it set up to whoever won would get shot down anyway.
Uh-huh.
But it's also smart just to like hijack the ship of whoever won.
I imagine to prevent that, you just wouldn't get invited to the next one.
Probably, but you know, these aren't like great people.
I also don't think that a lot of them, I think they're just rich, so I don't think they really get super violent a lot of the time. Unless they hire like a bounty hunter. But they're also
buying humans.
That's true. But that's not a very violent act.
Not yet. So when he's like confronted, he like hides his lightsaber behind him,
mm-hmm.
which like just doesn't seem like a Darth Maul thing to do. You know?
Well, he's specifically trying not to get noticed as a Sith. So in this case, I think it's fine.
Yeah, he's got to stay like under the radar or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I think Luke Ross does a great job of doing like fierce close-up eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, damn. And I love how his eyes look. He's got pretty eyes.
Nice and yellow or whatever.
I do like this idea of like Maul in a group of bounty hunters getting hunted themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a cool idea. So I think what I do appreciate about this like weird side quest thing is that you see just like random ideas that are like, that's a cool idea.
Well, they don't really know that they're hunting bounty hunters.
Yeah, but you know? I know as a reader that they just got to be on the target of like a bounty hunt pretty much.
Yeah.
And I think that's fun.
There's like a tech kind of guy on their crew.
Oh yeah, it's like a new dude.
And he's just like a anthropomorphic bat. Like mm-hmm. That's what like a bat looks like, you know, right. With like the nose and the ears and stuff.
Yeah.
And it took me a second to remember that that's not an alien design. I'm like, oh no, that's just a bat.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, this looks familiar. Maybe I've seen it in Star Wars before. I'm like, oh no, it's a fucking animal.
Well, the nose is kind of alien. It's got like four nostrils.
All right, I'll give it that.
But it's very clearly like a bat.
And I don't think they have like buck teeth like that or whatever, but.
Yeah. But yeah, it's pretty clearly anthropomorphic thing of something that exists. But he's got a tech eye, Daniel. He's got a robot cyborg eye.
Yeah. Do you remember Cad Bane's voice from the Boba Fett show?
Not really. I remember it being jarring.
I just remember that being like so cool. And I saw like clips of it here and there.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the only one that actually I could hear when I was reading this.
Yeah, I couldn't hear anybody.
Because everyone else, I'm like, I don't know these people. You know,
the only one I kind of knew was like Sidious, and he's only in the first and last issue.
Yeah, but this is like,
early Sidious.
Yeah, unwrinkled Sidious.
Mm-hmm. I prefer wrinkled Sidious.
Mm-hmm.
So issue 4, Maul, Eldra, and the bounty hunters survive the crash, and they land on the moon of Draskel. And so they split up to handle the hunters that are coming after them. Cad Bane and Aura plan to steal a ship, while Maul and Eldra get hunted. So they distract where the people go, and they're going to take the chip. So Maul uncuffs Eldra, and they help each other sort of fight off the hunters. And once they are alone, Maul and Eldra decide it's a good time to get their fight, their 1v1 fight over with. So they start pulling out their lightsabers.
Darth Maul smiling is like terrifying.
I know, dude. I saw that and I was like, I never want to see that. I'm again. Like,
that man's not supposed to smile.
If he smiled in the movie, I would be like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
So there's some good lightsaber action in here, which I appreciate. But he does maybe it's the next issue. But he does the thing where he spins a lightsaber and it looks like he uses it as a helicopter.
Yeah.
To like lift him up.
Like, is there wind resistance to a.
That's dumb, right?
Yeah.
We can all kind of agree on that.
But.
Like, they do it in
I think Fallen it was Order. Just a big jump.
And
wait,
just,
they, wait,
he
they do decided it in, to spin. They do it in Fallen Order as, like, a double jump or something? Or to glide? No,
the like, Night Sisters or whatever, they have the one. It's more mechanical, so you can, like, believe that it spins pretty fast.
The but Inquisitors? It's, like,
a circle. Yeah, the Inquisitors.
Okay.
Yeah, they have the ones that spin, and then they could fly around.
Yeah.
I always thought that was silly.
It is.
And unrealistic in this sci-fi world where there's a bunch of aliens and stuff.
And the Inquisitor lightsaber upsets me the most because it's like impossible to like replicate as far as like a prop. You know, like you couldn't get something like that. Well, like you could maybe if you get like huge like ass ball ones? Bearings or something. Yeah, get it to spin and then also like lock in. Certain place, and you definitely wouldn't be able to get it to like retract or anything. Like, it'd have to be one of those like ones that just kind of like combat ready ones.
Mm.
But yeah, I don't, it doesn't seem like a laser basically, like this saber would have any kind of wind resistance to where it holds you out.
Well, I don't think it's physically anything, right? I mean, I guess it's like heat.
Yeah.
But yeah, I never really... I understand why someone would try to innovate with lightsabers and stuff like that, but I just think it's always been silly. Also, Cad Bane has rocket boots.
I was just about to say that. Like, he's got...
Did he have that in Boba Fett?
I don't remember.
I don't remember it either.
It's just like one scene.
I was pretty taken back by it. I think he's really cool in this book. There's like a scene where they're about to fight a bunch of like bounty hunters and he's just kind of propped up on a rock. You can't even see his face because his hat is so big. Love a big hat, by the way.
When you lean into like the Western part of
Star Wars, it's good.
It's awesome.
It's the best.
And he's just like Billy the Kid, basically.
Yeah. And even these bounty hunters have weird like boomstick looking things.
Yeah.
I love it. Does Cad Bane have a solo?
A solo book?
Yeah, solo book.
He might have like a one-shot or something, but...
I think that could be fun. I think I just need to watch the show in general, but...
Do you remember Darth Talon from that Legends book that we read? Like Star Wars Legacy?
No.
Where it was like a Twi'lek that was like red, but had like the tattoos like Darth Maul.
Mm-hmm.
And...
I might have to look up a picture. Darth Talon.
You might see some like thirst trap cosplays.
Oh, cool.
Because that's essentially what it is.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. That's immediately just got popped up.
I thought like, I'm like, could this be like a Darth Talon origin kind of thing that they bring into continuity?
Yeah. And they tattoo her face.
Yeah. I don't know if you'd be able to just tattoo someone like a completely different color like that, but it seems like she was red already, but then got the black tattoos.
Yeah. I think that, yeah, realistically, yeah.
But this would be kind of a cool origin if, like, say...
That would be awesome. Yeah, if she was a Twi'lek that just happened to be red or something.
Yeah, and then was a Padawan, gets kidnapped like this, and then...
Ends up
realizes that she's pretty good, you know? And, like, he sees, like, rage in her, which he does.
Yeah, because she's not, like, fully Jedi trained yet, so she'll get angry at things.
Exactly.
Yeah, that'd be fun. But Darth Talon is too sexy, I think.
Way too sexy.
I don't know what is fan art, probably most of this, or what's like official. But
I think she's like properly proportioned. So if she's anything like more than that, then it's probably like fan art.
Okay, there's a lot of big hips here.
Yeah.
In my research that I'm doing.
Yeah, turn safe search on. That'd probably help a little bit.
I really love this color of the sky in this issue. It's like pink purplish.
Yeah.
And I think that sets up for a lot of really good scenes. And like when you see them in silhouette, it's just like against this like bright pink or magenta sky.
Yeah. It's great. Contrast for like these multicolored characters.
Right. And even just Darth Maul himself, you'd think that would clash a little bit because the sky is red and he's like kind of red color. But right. I think it works really well.
You can also like tell that it's like nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like when a planet feels alien, you know?
Yeah. 100%.
And not just like the desert or something.
Well, this is a moon.
Right. But
I know what you mean.
Moons can be more than just like a rock, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. And then issue 5. So Eldra and Maul, they have their 1v1 fight. Maul's having a great time. He's super into it. And he's like, yes, finally. And he's actually impressed with their fighting skill. But ultimately, he manages to kill Eldra. And then the bounty hunters, they take over a ship and destroy the other ships there to strand the bounty hunters so they won't get chased after. And they go to pick up Maul. Maul pays the bounty hunters, but then he decides to go back to kill Zev Zrexis. Because she finds out that he's like a Sith. And then when he is back with Sidious, it's revealed that Sidious knew what he was doing this whole time. This like thing that Darth Maul wasn't supposed to be doing. And Sidious is like, I kind of fuck with it though. Because you're being rebellious and that's what we're about.
He's like, this is a test. He's like, I failed the test. He's like, yeah, but that's like, okay.
Yeah, he's like, that's what we do.
He's like, failing tests is the Sith way.
It's so funny. He's like, I like that you're being rebellious and punk rock.
And fucking killing people.
Yeah, you know? Killing people. He's like, good job. And then Darth Maul's like, okay, cool.
I feel like Darth Maul is like one of the characters that works really well as like a silhouette.
So cool.
You know? Because then like his eyes just, his yellow ass eyes just peek out.
Yeah. I think some of this lightsaber battle is a little bit stiff.
I thought it was the opposite, really. Like, you can kind of tell what's happening, and it's more lightsaber choreography than, like, I feel like we usually get with things.
Yeah, that's kind of true. I think, for me, what really excites me about Star Wars fights in comics is when the lightsabers have the path that you can see.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of that is just the lightsabers clashing, and you don't see, like, how they got there.
It's kind of like just an artist's decision, like whether they do that or not.
Yeah, and I respect that. I just think that my personal preference is when they're swiping all over the place and you can feel the movement a little bit easier.
Right.
Because like I think that this page, when he kills that random droid that's in this, I think it's fun because you see him light the lightsaber and then it leads directly into like the swipe that he does. And I think the composition of the page is really good.
There's a swipe that Eldra did right here, where it's like there's different panels of these different blasts that she's blocking.
Yeah, that's cool.
In the whole swing.
Super dynamic.
Which is pretty neat. But this book kind of suffers in trade form because it is written like a monthly, because in like the captions, it's kind of reiterating like the stakes.
Right.
Which gets like a little old. It's not too bad. But like if you're buying it month to month and you're able to kind of keep up with it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're just reading it like us, then it's like, yeah, we know.
Yeah, I think they were really trying to get people at the time to really buy this one. So, it doesn't feel like it was written for trade.
Right.
So, overall, yeah, pretty fun. I think I was looking for more Darth Maul origin, but it's fine that we didn't. And I like the journey that he goes on for this little thing.
It feels like Darth Maul is always looking for a reason to take his shirt off.
I would too if I look like that. He's got tatted all over his body, dude. Who knows how long that took?
It's pretty sick. Long time.
Yeah.
Especially with like the just like really thick black like designs.
Mm-hmm. I like that they killed this Padawan because it's kind of fucked up.
It seems like it was going the direction of like,
oh, they work
he
it
might
out.
Just let her go or something. Yeah. And be like, if anyone asks, I killed you.
Yeah, or it'll be like, I respect how good you fight. I hope we meet again.
Yeah, some fuck ass shit like
that. Yeah, but he just like sucker punches her essentially. Because when he kills her, he's like under a bunch of rock and she's like, oh damn, I did it. And then he's just like, ah, and he stabs her.
I like that it wasn't like easy.
I like that too. Because there's a lot of foreplay leading up to this fight. And I think it pans out.
Yeah.
So, pretty cool. Let's go into Back Matter Matters.
Yep.
Back Matter Matters.
We get a story by, like a mini story by Chris Eliopoulos.
Jordi Belair.
And Jordi Belair. I do love seeing Chris Eliopoulos do a random thing. Seems like he does it a lot. We've seen this, like, mini story by Chris Eliopoulos a couple times.
Yeah, I think he did like a series of like a bunch of little 8-pagers or whatever.
Yeah.
About droids.
Yeah.
And there was a whole one shot that collected all of them. That is fun.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of a nice like chaser droid story.
Yeah.
Where they're just like,
and yeah, like, yeah, they're just vrooming around.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like two droids that meet each other and one of them gets captured by the Jawas. And then the other droid friend who doesn't really know him that well goes out of his way to save him and then they become friends. So I like that.
They're like low-key speaking English.
Is there a Jawa comic? What the fuck are they doing? They're just they're just running around collecting trash and shit, right?
They're just stealing shit and then reselling it or whatever.
Yeah. It's probably not that interesting.
Probably not. They are kind of like the perfect like
little pest, guys
like character.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like, ah, oh, fuck, the Jawa got it or whatever.
I do. Yeah, they're just fun to see. I liked when they would talk to the Jawas in the Mandalorian. There's that woman that just knew how to speak it.
Yeah.
And then she references that she had sex with one of them once.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you dog. And then we get some variants that are the action figure variants.
Nice.
And I actually like these ones.
I feel like if
I think Star Wars
had a Darth Maul action figure, the lightsaber wouldn't just be like kind of loose in the thing.
Yeah, it is weird that that's how they did that.
It would like be in its own little spot, plastic holding it, or like the character would be holding it.
Yeah. I think Star Wars, I don't like the action figure ones for the Marvel stuff.
Yeah.
But I think Star Wars is so much more famously known as like merch and toys that it works, I think, in this case.
There's a whole like mini documentary episode about the Kenner toys, you know?
Yeah, it's awesome.
And it's super fucking interesting. Sarah had to rewatch it for a Star Wars class. And I'm like, this episode fucking rules.
Yeah. Is it the one where they were talking about how they had to like sell basically like coupons or like tickets to go get the toy later because they couldn't make enough?
Yeah. And there's like a whole like set of them.
Yeah.
That came with like a, I don't know, a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That one, which seems like such a fucking gamble.
Yeah. Totally.
Well, because they're only given like 3 months or something before the movie came out to like design the shit.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Like
to design. The toys,
yeah.
And, like, produce them?
Yeah. Obviously, they didn't produce them in time. Yeah. But they had to make sure that that thing was available by the time the movie came out.
That is crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking nuts.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you rate this book, Nathan?
I would rate this a blue milk.
Blue milk?
Blue milk with a little Star Wars pastry.
Like, the one that you get from, like, Star Wars Land or whatever? Or what you imagine blue milk is like in Star Wars.
In Star Wars, yeah. What I imagine it would be like.
Okay.
And it's tasty. Hopefully.
I give it like a love it of like vanilla with like Reese's cups in it. Because there's like kind of like the one thing that like makes it interesting, you know? But
for the most part, it's pretty standard still, Star Wars.
Yeah, you're still like having ice cream though.
Yeah.
Which is like nice.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this is like, I think it'd benefit from having like another arc, you know, if it was like 12 or 10 issues. Yeah,
I think they could do. I mean, they have other runs of Darth Maul.
Yeah, but that kind of sucks sometimes.
They're probably not as fun.
I guess it's easier to just kind of pick up like if they only have trades like numbered one,
yeah,
you know, but I think this team is like strong enough to have like a longer run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Luke Ross did like a Thrawn comic.
Oh yeah, I remember that,
and a couple other ones, but I've always tried to keep my eye on him to see if he does anything outside of Star Wars, because I think I'd like to see that too.
Yeah. What do you think League of Comic Geeks rated this?
I think people have a soft spot for Star Wars comics, so they probably.
This is kind of early. Well, no, I think like, the movies are like coming out still.
The sequel trilogy,
yeah.
When did that last one come out? 2018,
maybe.
So I think people would rate this higher than I would rate it, and they probably rated it like 3.4.
Rise of Skywalker is 2019.
2019.
This got a 4.1.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do have a soft spot for it.
Definitely.
Do you ever think about what would happen if like COVID hit like a year earlier and like some of those big ass movies didn't make the money that they were going to make?
Yeah, that would blow. Because 2019 was a sick year for
movies.
Wasn't
that Endgame too? Or was that 2018?
No. I don't know. No, Endgame is 18, I think.
Hmm.
Endgame's one word. Yeah, that's 2019.
Yeah. So, like, imagine if COVID hit a year earlier and it's like this big $2 billion movie.
It would just been like everything else that can get like delayed, you know?
Yeah, but then when they do finally decide to release it, it's like not everybody's actually going to the theaters quite yet. Remember, there was that awkward time?
Yeah.
Because when we went to go see Tenet, I was like, I feel a little weird about this.
Yeah.
I felt like what we were doing was taboo because like not everything was like totally chill yet.
Yeah, but it was like open. And then like Wonder Woman.
Oh, 87?
84?
87. 84.
And then I think like
that's one of the worst movies I've ever seen. Came out.
That one is really bad.
New Mutants. Oh yeah.
So anyway, let's get into Back Matter Matters. Or no, fucking
the poll list.
Colon
shove it your box.
The poll list. The poll list. What did you shove in your box?
Daniel.
Yes.
I wrote down BB7 and I can't remember what that means.
Battle Beast.
Battle Beast number 7.
Number 7.
Yeah.
I had him right here.
So. We read the trade at a good time because that came out and I was like, oh yeah, nice.
Yeah, now we're ready. I got Deathstroke the Terminator.
Yeah.
Did you get this?
No.
Ooh. Got Batwoman.
I got that. That's definitely one I'm most excited for this week.
Greg Rucka, Danny.
And Danny.
Yeah, that'd be cool. And I got Tigris Island because I'm a goon a little bit. but no, this dude, this artist, or something? I don't know.
EPHK?
Yeah. He had like a book last year where he like wrote and drew it and it was pretty popular. I can't remember what it was called. I see it at the shop sometimes and it looks pretty good. But his art style is interesting.
Mm-hmm. Was it Napalm Baby or Napalm Lullaby?
No, it was like one word.
The Seasons?
No. Did he do The Seasons?
No. I don't know why. Gateway Drugs?
One word.
I don't know. This image page kind of sucks.
Harpy?
Harpy. Yeah, I haven't heard of that.
That's the cover.
That looks cool.
Yeah, it was like, I saw it in a couple top lists of 2025.
Nice.
So I was like,
So I got Battle Beast 7. I got Lobo number 1 that came out. Batwoman 1. And I was going to pick up Devil on My Shoulders, but they didn't order any for Sophie.
Oh.
So I probably should have just put that on my list. And then, Daniel, the biggest release this week, Baby Garfield number 1, baby. I didn't pick that up.
Yeah, I didn't think so. It's funny.
But yeah, picked up a lot of number 1s. So excited about that.
Yeah.
Hopefully they're good. I mean, I
feel like that's a majority of my polls lately.
Just try it. Trying stuff out.
I like sampling. Try stuff. I'm like, meh. And then...
You're basically just sampling a little bit of ice cream.
I'm like a little bit of like a spectator or speculator right now when it comes to like buying comics. Because like, I don't want to like commit to really anything.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. It has to like really fucking floor me for me to get a number 2.
Yeah, even like your kind of trusted creators, you'll be like, yeah, I'll try it, you know?
Yeah. They
like Lobo's coming out and...
Like, Scotty Young's built enough of and Jorge Corona, right? They've built enough of a rapport with me to be like, this will be worth checking out to see if it's, like, a really fun take.
Yeah, but for me, I'm like, I don't know if I really care about what's going on with Lobo right now. Like, if you tell me, like, it's good, I'll read yours mm-hmm. and go from there, but...
Yeah, I'm basically just gambling that it'll be
worth just, the
like,
time.
So good that it, like, blows my mind or whatever.
It's very possible. I don't think there's a lot of Scotty Young written stuff that like I am crazy about unless he's like doing the art for it.
I think he's got some good stuff, so I would disagree with that.
He's got
Middle West. I think the biggest misses for me were like Strange Academy. I didn't really mess with that stuff too much, but yeah.
Did you read anything?
Damn, I was a bad boy. I didn't read anything.
Read nothing.
I read nothing. I was
brain rotted. I was a
bad boy. I didn't have any focus.
I read Everything Dead and Dying number 5. I read End of Life number 1.
Oh, okay, nice. What did you think of that?
It's pretty neat, pretty promising. It seems like something by that team. It didn't seem very Vertigo-y to me.
No, it didn't. Seemed like it'd just be an image book.
But like, I guess anything could be Vertigo-y.
I think
if it's under Vertigo, there's plenty of Vertigo stuff that I didn't read that probably wouldn't fit into what I think Vertigo is.
This feels like a book that would be launched like a year into Vertigo coming back.
Yeah, it's an interesting first title or one of the first titles.
Yeah. Them. Like I think Bleeding Hearts is like pretty standard, like, or gold standard Vertigo book.
Yeah, definitely.
Just because the way that it's drawn and what it is. Mm-hmm. But this is just like some assassin dude that acts like he's Johnny Cage or something.
Yeah, it's definitely...
I think the characters were very colorful and, like, fun. Because, like, the dad's, like, a weird dude, and they got, like, this cult that are furries, pretty much.
Yeah.
Cult of assassins that are... Yeah. So, I think, like, there's aspects in there that are fun, but I decided not to get number two. I think that came out today.
Yeah, that's why I read it. When it comes to single issues, it's like, oh, this comes out this week. I should see if I want it.
That's a good way to do it.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, I don't... I've been ordering number twos. Mm-hmm. So if I want it, I go there. It's not there. Then I'm just like, oh,
yeah,
well.
Oh, well. Yeah. You know? I'm kind of the same way.
Then I read Joker by Brian Azzarello and Lee Bermejo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever...
I've seen this, never read it, but I'm very familiar with both of these creators. Lee Bermejo is so good.
Yeah, he is. He didn't color this, which I think we're used to from his...
I don't like these colors.
Well, sometimes it'll be like painted to where it looks like super realistic.
Uh-huh.
But then there's some panels where it's just kind of like more flats, yeah. You know? And... But I think it works. It's like more the close-up stuff that's like got all that detail.
But page to page, it's like quite different sometimes.
Yeah.
Like this is painted on this side, but then on the other side, it's like flat.
Yeah.
So.
But it's pretty interesting. It's like what he does after like getting out of Arkham, and somehow he convinced someone that he was like cured. You know, and like,
oh, nice.
He's okay to leave. So he got released.
That's good. Good for him.
Yeah. It's like a lot of like street level crime stuff, which is interesting. Is like kind of Joker's like kind of taking back the like the power that he had before.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little bit of like a different Joker than you're used to. I think this came out as a response to like The Dark Knight. Because he has like the scars and stuff, and he does like a little bit more street level stuff, you know. Like he like smokes cigars in this, and I'm like, okay.
I don't think that's completely uncharacteristic.
Yeah,
but there's a lot of versions of Joker that I could not see him smoking cigars.
Yeah, for sure. It was like narrated mostly through like a guy who's trying to kind of earn Joker's trust and kind of be like a right hand man for a little bit.
Cool.
But, and he's like an unlikable character. And he's like dumb enough to think that like he could like trust the Joker. And like, yeah, trust is like really the only word.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not the case. What he is not what he should be doing. And then like, it didn't necessarily like end in the most satisfying way. It like ended how I thought it would. But it just didn't kind of like, wasn't really like executed that well, I don't think.
Yeah.
But it's normally pretty well liked. There is, Batman does show up in it, and it's like the Christian Bale Batman suit.
Really?
Yeah. So that was kind of interesting.
Hmm.
But yeah, pretty good. I got that a long time ago and finally read it. I think I got that for Christmas like 5 years ago or something.
Yeah. At least I got around to it.
Did you watch anything?
Yeah. I've actually finished a good amount of stuff this week.
Ooh.
Just. Because I was like near the end of it anyway, but I finished Cyberpunk, the game. And the game is really good, but the ending of that, specifically I was just like, what the fuck was that?
Wait, is there like alternate endings?
Yeah, there's different endings that you can get. And it's all kind of just based on like the last mission that you do.
Mm.
And like who you do it with and what you do at the end. So... I think I just chose bad options and I was just kind of confused at the end. And I was like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
But the game itself, I think, is really, really fun. So I had a good time with that. I finished Remnant with Sophia and Carter, which is like a Souls-like game, but with guns. And it's really good. Really, really good. Just the chaos of it, I think, is really fun.
So do you play it and then Carter's just in the other room playing it?
Yeah. We're all in our different rooms playing it.
Nice.
And... we're just yelling at each other. I think that game is really fun because it's not like super long. Like some Souls-like games like Dark Souls and stuff could take like a really long time. And Elden Ring takes like 60 hours or something to play through. But Remnant was probably like a 12-hour game. And I just really enjoy the chaos of it. And
the is process, Remnant 2?
We played Remnant 1. We're going to play Remnant 2 next, which I'm very excited about.
Right. Yeah, you've talked about this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, we tried an initial run, but it was like on Xbox. And so when we bought it on Steam, we had like restart, but we were fine with that, to be honest.
Nice.
But the look of it's pretty cool. The only thing I don't like is that after we beat the game, the ending cinematic didn't feel like a big ending. And apparently you have to get a DLC to get like a ending where everyone's like, good job, you did it. You know what I mean? And apparently that DLC is not very fun. So we're just going to skip it. But Remnant 2 is supposed to be really fun. So we'll get into that. But that is probably one of the most underrated games I think I've ever played.
I've never heard of it. So
yeah. And then I finished A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms.
Ooh.
Yeah. We just been watched the last four episodes. I mean, it's not a very big series.
Yeah.
But it's so fucking good.
Yeah. Did you remember like any of the stuff that happened?
I remembered it when it happened.
Yeah. Like, oh yeah.
Yeah. It was a lot of that. But I remember like the big stuff, spoilers, I guess, for this. But I remember that like Egg is a Targaryen.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that I actually forgot about the trial by combat thing that was happening. Yeah. I was like, oh yeah, we gotta do
the
that.
Big thing.
Yeah. And then I forgot about the big betrayal where the guy was like, actually, I'm going to go on that team.
Yeah.
But that is a thing that happened in the book.
It kind of works a little bit better in the show because it's does. Like people and you recognize their faces.
Yeah.
You know?
And you remember that. Like, oh, that's the guy that is a frat guy, the Baratheon.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, super fun. Very
dude. His engaging. Name is the Laughing Storm, and he didn't like laugh while he was like beating people up, which is kind of something I was looking forward to
because
he does in the comic, and he seems fucking insane.
Yeah, he does seem pretty insane. I like that actor though.
Yeah, he plays it really well.
Yeah, he's super, super fun. The action in that trial by combat is really crazy, and I think it was super, super cool. I like that he gets fucked up immediately. I thought he was going to do like pretty good.
Yeah.
But he's like knocked off his horse immediately.
Yeah. I'm like, more people should have died in this, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Because
for how long it went.
Yeah. And I remember there's a specific part where Dunk like knocks out or like fake knocks out like that one bitchy Targaryen mm-hmm. that has to be there.
Yeah.
But they kind of just cut that out completely.
Oh, yeah. I don't even remember that happening.
Because he even asked him just to like, hit him lightly so he can just fall down.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, that whole fight scene was really cool and just brutal.
Yeah.
Like it was like a Rocky scene or something, the way that they were just kind of going back and forth with each other. So I liked it. And then I think in the comic, because that's like what this is based off of, obviously.
Yeah.
Didn't they reveal that Egg was a Targaryen at the very end? Like when Dunk was like in jail and you're like, you're actually going to leave jail now because I'm a Targaryen.
Oh.
Is that what happened?
I can't remember.
Because in the show, they kind of hint. Well, it happens like in the middle. And I just remember it being at the end.
Did you remember he's a Targaryen only when he like revealed himself to be?
Or no, I remember that was like he's more than meets the eye.
Did it seem like they were kind of hinting at that like a little too hard?
So hard. Okay. Sophie got it like immediately. Well, Sophie like got it for sure. When the fortune teller person was like, you're going to be fucking evil and destroy the whole world, by the way.
You're going to be king.
Yeah, you're going to be king. And then she immediately was like, is he the Mad King? And I'm like, I don't know.
Well, he's not the Mad King, but he does end up being king. I think his son is the Mad King.
Oh, got it.
But no, I was talking to Sarah about it. Like, did you call that? He's like, no. I'm like, I thought it was fucking obvious as hell.
Yeah.
Because every time Targaryen's about, he's like, oh.
He's like, oh, God, I got to hide.
I guess it almost seems like he might have been like a prisoner of like a Targaryen.
Yeah. I think they could have left it at like, why does this kid know so many things about all these knights?
I feel like that's almost like a
good enough hint.
Being a fan of like wrestling or something. You know?
Yeah, that's kind of true.
You just know ball.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's like clearly highborn because he says like, my lord and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
When in like Game of Thrones, like they say like my lord
mm-hmm.
when they're like peasants or whatever.
Oh, interesting. And then I do like, I remember the part where he gets a shield, like pays that person to get the shield.
Yeah.
And the shield being like this tree with like a shooting star. I'm like, that's just nice.
I remember seeing that in a comic. I'm like, that looks gay as hell. Cause like the sky is like rainbow practically. And there's a shooting star. I don't know. It's just mm-hmm. like,
I think they've got a
cool
this.
Design, you know? But
mm-hmm. but yeah. Strongest Game of Thrones first season for me. Game of Thrones related first season. Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool.
I like it. I hope they do more. But if not, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you watch?
I finished Wonder Man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it's really good.
Oh, cool.
It's not quite as like action-y as like you would hope for a Marvel thing, but it is just like a solid television, you know?
Sweet.
It's just like a good show that happens to be
Marvel
about superheroes, mm-hmm. you know?
That's cool.
Yeah, you should watch it.
I will check it out.
Yeah. It's like short, like 30-minute episodes.
How many?
8.
Okay, not bad.
Yeah. I even asked Lynn if he watched it, and he did. He's like, yeah, he's good.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost like, I think he likes action stuff a little bit more, but yeah. He still like ended up liking that one.
Right.
I watched Batman, Mask of the Phantasm.
Oh, cool.
I'd never seen that.
Yeah.
It's solid as hell. I waited way too long to watch that.
Yeah. I think it's fine.
I think it's, I had like
certainly overhyped.
It is like pretty overhyped,
but it is good. Just yeah.
Like I get why people hype it up.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep. That's a good way to put it.
And almost like because it's like older, I'm like, why do people like this so much? You know, because the animation seems kind of like odd.
Right. I think Conroy puts a killer performance in it.
Oh, yeah, he's kick ass.
Yeah, he has such a great range in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
So super cool. I watched it on a plane though, so maybe that hurts maybe my overall experience, but
maybe. And I watched Honey Don't, which is the most recent Ethan Coen movie.
Mm-hmm.
People had rated this lower than Driveway Dolls, and that seemed wrong.
Because you like it
more? Yeah, I rank it higher, but.
Is this the one with Aubrey Plaza?
Yes.
Okay.
She's like a reason to watch it. Because it's like, what's her name? Margaret Qualley. She's a private detective.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of shit, I'm just like, yeah, this is cool.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's a dad thing. You know, just like.
Private detectives are just cool.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, I thought that bit was strong. And like, it seemed like pretty well put together and everything kind of like made sense. It felt like a Coen's movie.
Mm-hmm.
It just didn't have like the greatest and most satisfying like ending. So I think that's what people didn't like about it.
Yeah.
But important part. Overall, I thought it was pretty solid.
Nice.
It just kind of felt like it was like missing something too. But anyway, Nathan, what are we going to read next week?
What are we going to read?
We don't have anything lined up. We could be whatever we want.
Incorrect. What kind of? It's the beginning of our manga month, Nathan.
Oh, manga month?
Yeah.
Nice.
So, I have it like mostly planned out.
Cool.
We're going to do Akira Volume 1.
Nice.
We're going to like double record. So, what's like the other one? Is there like another
manga that I want to do?
Yeah, that you're like maybe interested in, or
I'd like to. I mean, I just have some general ideas. I'd like to do like Solo Leveling. Might be kind of fun.
But you watch that show?
Yeah. So should we do stuff that I haven't engaged with at all?
Yeah, because
then I have to look.
Animes are pretty true to the manga, so it'd just be kind of.
But haven't you seen Akira?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was waiting to like read it all first.
Okay, got it. I haven't read any Berserk.
That's on the list.
Okay.
That'll be...
I think it's a bigger one, though, later. Isn't it?
Yeah, so we'll do Akira, Berserk, and Pluto.
Oh, yeah, I do want to see Pluto.
Pluto's cool.
Should we do those two for next week?
We're going to do them. We're postponing Pluto for a bit. But...
Okay.
Okay, yeah, if you want to like look into it, then we can postpone.
But we'll do Akira next week.
Yeah, and then... The following week, we'll do Berserk.
Cool.
Alrighty. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching, everybody. We got a link tree in the bio. You can like, comment, subscribe. Email in at traverspod@gmail.com. Tell us a Star Wars comic you like.
Yeah, what's a good one?
Yeah.
I mean, this one's good, I think. But yeah. What's a banger?
But there's like a lot of stuff, even in continuity stuff that we haven't read.
Yeah, if there's like a random trade of from like Jason Aaron's run, I'd be down for that.
Yeah, because did we read the first trade of that?
Yes.
Okay.
We did. But apparently there's like a trade, like a 12th volume trade, and it's just like a Yoda story. It's supposed to be pretty good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I'd be down for any of those.
Keep that in mind. All right. Goodbye.
All right. Later.